你肯，是个路。
The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 5th canto, 5th chapter, text number 1 through 2, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on the 7th of September, 1973, in Stockholm, Sweden.
Sri Rupam Chakra Jatam Sahagana Rasna Khanitam Vam Sajivam。
ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
श्रीऋषभ उवाच
ऋषभ उवाच
नायं
नायं
देहो
देहो
देह
देह
वाजं
नृलोके नृलोके
कष्टान्
कष्टान्
कामान्
कामान्
अर्हते
अर्हते
वेद
वेद
भुजां
भुजां
ये
तपो
तपो
दिव्यं
दिव्यं
पुत्रका
पुत्रका
येन
येन
सत्वं
सत्वं
शुद्ये
शुद्ये
यस्मात्
यस्मात्
ब्रह्म
ब्रह्म
सौख्यं
सौख्यं
तु
तु
अनन्तं
अनन्तं
महत्
सेवां
सेवां
द्वारं
द्वारं
आहुर्
आहुर्
विमुक्ते
विमुक्ते
समो
समो
द्वारं
द्वारं
योषितां
योषितां
संगी
संगी
संगम
संगम
महान्तं
महान्तं
से समं
समं
चित्ता
चित्ता
प्रशान्ता
प्रशान्ता
विमन्यवा
उक्तमेवाह ऋषभ इति वी आर डिस्कसिंग अबाउट द इंस्ट्रक्शन ऑफ लॉर्ड ऋषभ देव टू हिज सन तदुक्तम उपायेन भगवत उपासनम उपदेश उपदेक्षमान वैराग्यं विना उपदेष्टोपि भक्तियोग न सम्यक् प्रतिष्ठति तदुत्पत्तये कामान् निन्दति नायम् इत्यादयः. दिस् इज़ ए नोट गिवन् बाय बी राघवाचार्य. ही बिलोंग्स टू दि रामानुज संप्रदाय. We have got four disciplic succession, Madhyacharyas, Sampradaya or succession, Ramanujacharya, Vishnu Swami, what is the other? Nimbarka. So B. Raghavacharya belongs to the Ramanuja disciplic succession. He is a very famous man, Acharya. So he says, that Bhagavat Upasanam Upadekshamana Vairagyam Vina Upadishtopi Bhakti Yoga Na Sammak Pratitishtati. We may give instruction for many years, but unless one practices Vairagya, renunciation, Vairagya Vina, this bhakti yoga, another name is vairagya yoga. That is the pointed out by Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya when he offered his prayer to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He said, vairagya vidya nija bhakti yogam sikkhartameka purusha purana Sri Krishna Chaitanya sariradhari Kipam buddhijastamaham prapadde. He said that this Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the same Lord Krishna. Krishna advised sarvadharman parityajyamamekam saranam. This sarvadharman includes all our material activities. So, but people could not understand. The instruction is still standing. Krishna said, sarvadharman parityajya. Just simply surrender unto me. And nobody is doing that. God says that you surrender unto me, I shall give you all protection. There is assurance. But we are so unfortunate that we cannot believe or cannot be assured on the words of God also. We do not believe. God cannot give us protection. Let me try my own technology. I shall protect myself. This is God. That means he is not detached with this material activity. Krishna says also that he give up. Just like we are also saying, there are so many proposals. They come, philanthropies, people are starving. We have to see, first of all, that the communists say, then we can discuss about spiritual. There are so many people starving, as if they have taken contract for feeding them. But these are only seemingly big, big words. They cannot do anything. Neither they are willing. They are simply after their own sense getting. Otherwise, why is so many people all over the world, there is voluntary starving, just like the hippies. Why they are lying down on the street, on the park, no fixed up program for eating, sleeping? They are not poor men, son. So, nature's way will work. You cannot stop them. But because they cannot give her attachment for these material activities, they put some manifesto that we are working for this. After finishing this task, then he shall take to the consideration of spiritual life. So this is called will o' the wisp. What is that will o' the wisp? There is a fire, and the fire goes ahead and the man follows. It is something like that. They cannot do anything. Actually, they have got attachment for this material activity and they put forward different types of manifesto. But if one is serious about going back to home, back to Godhead, first of all, they have no such information that there is a place where God lives. They think it is all fictitious. Oh, why it is fictitious? If you accept there is God, what is the objection to accept a place for him? We have got our place, we have got our residential quarter, and God has provided us all these facilities, and he has no facility. He is impersonal. He has no place. Just see. So, these things cannot be understood by the materialistic person. Therefore, one has to practice vairagya, renunciation. That is pointed out here. Bhagavat upasanam upadekshamana vairagyam vina upadishtopi bhakti yoga na sammak pratitishtati. Side by side, we have to practice voluntarily to be detached from material activities. Then we can make progress in devotional service. Tadutpattaye kaman nindati. This is our voluntary work. If we want to be detached, because Krishna is so kind, if you have got even a little pinch of attachment for this material world, you are not allowed to enter into the kingdom of God. You must be completely free. Therefore, bhakti yoga is enunciated by Rupa Goswami. Anna-vilasita-sunnam. Sunnam means zero. All kinds of material desires should be made into zero. Anna-vilasita-sunnam. Jnana-karma-dhanavritam. jnana, speculative method for understanding the absolute truth. As the Mayavadis, they are speculating, this is not, this is not, this is not. Neti, neti. This is jnana. And karma means they're struggling hard to enjoy the fruitive result, as we see generally, everywhere. They're working so hard. Big, big buildings, big, big factories, big, big roads, cities, so many things. They are trying to be happy by such advancement of material opulence. They are called kurmi. Some of them are trying to be happy within this material, within this world, or in, within this life. And there are others also. They are also performing big, big yajnas, charities, so that next life they may also take birth in very nice family, or maybe elevated to the higher planetary system where the standard of life is thousand times better than here. There is all arrangement. So they are trying for that. Not only to become very bodily happy in this life, but also next life. But as there is difficulty, suppose if you want to be happy materially, then you see how they are working very hard. They have no time. In the morning at 5:30, we go for morning walk. We see workers are going to attain. At night, you Europeans, you know better than me how they are working very, very hard. What is the idea? To become happy, to satisfy the senses. Similarly, there are others who know that there is life after death. So they are also preparing how next life also will be happy. We may take birth in very rich family, in a high planet, heavenly planet. So this hard labor is going on. So Rishabhdev says that this hard labor should be stopped. There is no need of so much hard labor. Why you should work so hard? Such kind of hard labor is seen amongst the animals. There are animals, just like we saw one jackal was passing on the street. So they come out in the night, some of the animals, especially ferocious animals, they come out at night for their food. Everyone is working hard, they also come. So animals also, they are also working very hard. That is, give an example, the hogs and dogs. That is restricted. If you go on working for better standard of life, then you will be attached to this work and your mind will be absorbed in such work, and if the mind continues to be absorbed in working so hard, then after giving up this body, you will have to accept another body to fulfill such desires within the mind. Krishna will give you full facility. Therefore, it is said, deho vrithangamadde jo niloka manusha, thus means satyam manusya deha kastan krichyan sampadmanam ato dukkharupan kaman jagyadini prati narhati kaman anubhavitum narhati ittartha. Rishabhdev says that simply for sense gratification, don't work so much. Actually, we haven't got to work. Everything is there. We have repeatedly discussed. Just like in the morning, the birds get up. They do not work very hard. They know that we shall go in some upon some tree, and there is food, there is some fruit, and you shall eat. There is no very great problem. The animals are also, they are assured. Everyone is assured. Even human beings, just like sannyasis, they are also assured. Just like when I came to your country, there was no friend, there was no relative, but assurance was there that I am going for Krishna's business. So there is some provision. Never mind where it is. That much faith we must have. Actually, for even one is not Krishna conscious, one is not devotee of Krishna, he has also provision. That provision is there. So why should we work so hard? Our business is to save time, how to become advanced in Krishna consciousness. That people cannot understand. Now, how to become detached from this habit of hard working? That is suggested here. It is said, Mahasseva dharam ahur vimukti. Mahasseva, those saintly persons, if you associate with them, if you serve them, try to serve them, that practice is still in India. If a sannyasi, you will find some Chaitanya Charitamrita. So see, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is going from village to village, but any village he goes, generally the sannyasi goes to a temple, because temple is meant for the traveling sannyasi. And as soon as one sannyasi, still this custom is prevalent in India. As soon as somebody sees a sannyasi has come in a temple, somebody from the village, not somebody, but many will come. Sir, you can take your luncheon at my place. There is no scarcity. Many people will come to invite you. Still, therefore, many pseudo or phony samis, they are taking this profession because there is no difficulty getting food. So, mahaseva, what is the idea? The idea is the grihasthas, they know that we are simply engaged in the matter of sense gratification. If we invite some saintly person at home, if he eats at my place, then we commit so many sinful activities, we will be saved. This is the problem. Therefore, a sannyasi is advised to accept prasadam in the house of a brahmana, because a brahmana is supposed to become very pious. If you take foodstuff from impious man, then that means you are taking share of his impious activities. But a saintly person, they can digest. But if cannot digest, then he has to suffer. Therefore, the safety principle is to accept luncheon in a pious family, where there is Vaishnava family or Brahman family. Not that anywhere we can accept cooked food. Sometimes we have to do it, but that is against principle. We should not accept food anywhere and everywhere, unless he is pious. The brahmanas are supposed to be pious, therefore sannyasi is advised to accept food, luncheon, in the brahman family. The brahman family is still, not at all, a few families still in India, they worship regularly Narayan Shila, Shalagram Shila. Therefore, one should be anxious to give some service to the saintly person. Mahaseva, dharam. If you engage yourself how to serve a saintly person, then your door for going back to Godhead will gradually become open. Mahaseva, dharam. Ahur vimukti. This human body It is in the junction. You can go this way or you can go that way. This way means mahaseva, liberation. But people do not understand what is liberation. They are so dull. Their education system is so rubbish that they do not know what is liberation. Just like cats and dogs, they do not know what is liberation. Liberation means to get out of this false conditioned life. I'm thinking I'm this body which I am not, and therefore I'm acting on the bodily concept of life and becoming entangled more and more, so that I have to accept another body, another body, another body. This is my conditional state of life, and there is so much risk to accept another body, as it is said in the Bhagavad Gita, tathādhi hāndara prāpti. You have to accept another body. And what kind of body I am going to get, that I do not know. Now suppose if I get another body in the plant life, a tree can stand for thousands of years. And if you get that sort of life, how much risky it is to accept another body. It is also possible, those who are performing big yajnas, charity, they can expect to be transferred to the heavenly planet, but those who are not doing anything, living like cats and dogs, oh, their life is very risky. Very risky. But they do not know. There is no such education. But here it is recommended that mahaseva dharamahudu. If you associate with saintly persons, then there is possibility of your door being open for liberation. Dharam ahut vimukti. We are opening many centers all over the world. Why? To give people chance of having this association of Vaishnava, Mahatma. Therefore, those who are in charge of such centers, they must be ideal Mahatmas. Mahatma means devotees. Mahatma anastamang prartha devi prakriti mas vajanti anandamas. Mahatma means whose atma, whose soul is engaged in the service of the Supreme Lord. He is Mahatma. Otherwise, khudratma. God is all-pervading. So whose atma has become attached to the all-pervading super soul, he is called Mahatma. Otherwise, khudratma. If we are, our heart is attached to limited circle of my friends, wife, children, home, country, then I am khudratma, because that is limited. Khudratma, adduratma. And the opposite is Mahatma. Mahan, great. So, we have to associate with Mahatma. Mahaseva. How associate? Tad viddhi pranipate na pariprasne na sevaya. To associate. Therefore it is the custom. Whenever one goes to see one saintly person, he gives something for service. Either fruits or something presentation. That is necessary. Mahaseva, it is said. Seva means service. Mahaseva. Not that I go to see one Mahatma saintly person and talk with him with all rascal proposal and waste his time and his own time also. That is not association of the Mahatma. Mahaseva. You must approach a saintly person to give him some service. This is the beginning. Spiritual advancement of life means you have to give some service. That service begins when we serve the representative of Krishna, Mahatma, his spiritual master or saintly person. The Mahaseva Dharam Ahud Vimukte. And it's just the opposite number is Mahasivadharam Ahud Bhumukti. Bhumukti is Tavadharam Jushitang Sangi Sangam Jushit. Jushit means enjoyable, female, or prakriti. The nature has made in such a way that the male form or female form that attracts, that is called Jushit. There are so many things for our attraction. Not that simply woman is attractive. No. Woman is a form. Rūpa, rasa, śabda, gandha, sparsha, which is called the tanmātra. Enjoying, we have got senses. So there must be object of enjoyment of the senses. The eyes, they have got also the object of sense gratification. The eyes want to see very beautiful form, eyes,
rūpa.
Rūpa means form. And the tongue, it wants to enjoy very good tasty food. So that is also enjoyment. Not that simply oven is for enjoyment. Any palatable foodstuff which attracts my tongue, that is also. Mahasivada tamuddharam jushita. These are juicy. A nice, beautiful woman or man which attracts a nice foodstuff which attracts my tongue, rūpa, rasa, śabda, nice singing which attracts my ear, rūpa, rasa, śabda, gandha, smelling, which attracts my nostril, rūpa, rasa, gandha, śabda, sparsha, touching. So these are all subject matter for my objective. So tamuddharam joshitang sangasang. Those who are attached only, the general public, they are attached to all these things. They are going to cinema, they are drinking wine, they are going to restaurant for satisfaction of the tongue, clubs and talking, so many things. So those who are attached to all these things for sense gratification, if we associate with such person, then our door for going to hell is open. Two doors. You have to make selection. Whether this door for becoming liberated from this entanglement of repetition of birth and death and go back to home, this is one door. Another door for sense gratification, adanta gobhi visatang tamisram. The more we indulge in sense gratification, then more, just like a drunkard, from the very beginning, he is not a big drunkard. He takes little, then big bottles. It is simply there is smoking. When the child learns from bad association to smoke, then he becomes a chain smoker, one after another. So if we indulge in sense gratification, then it will increase. And more we increase the process of sense gratification, we go down deeper into the Hades condition of life. Just like the other day I was talking with Mr. Burman. He is a mining engineer. So I talked with him that you have spent so much time being educated as mining engineer. It is very good technology he has learned. But do you ever consider that what is your position after taking so much education, learning technology, your place is in the dark mine. Your place. Whole day you have to work within this darkness. And you are considered to be very expert and you are getting good salary, but your place is in the dark mind. Similarly, his wife, he is a qualified gynecologist. Now, what is her business? Her business is how to kill the child within the womb, abortion. Let's see. Both are experts. One expert is engaged in the hellish condition of the mind, in darkness. Another expert is engaged in killing small babies within the womb. Therefore, the result will be that they are going to hell. Adanta gobhi visatang tamishtram punap punachay vitachar vanana. Again doing the same thing, again going to the hellish condition of life. This is called tamaddharam, ignorance. Tamaddharam. Dusitang sangisanga. Therefore, to make advancement in spiritual life, one must be serious to practice vairagya. Tapasya, that is tapasya. If you practice vairagya, deny, no, I shall not eat these things, I shall not drink these things, I shall not do like this. Abnegation. That we have to practice. That we have to practice. But, although it is very difficult, so far we are concerned, we have made the things very concise. Simply, just observe the four regulatory principles. No illicit sex, no gambling, no meat eating, and no intoxication. This much we have to practice if we are actually serious to go advance in spiritual life. This is vairagya, voluntarily. You know, what is the difficulty? You want sex life, why don't you leave husband or wife, married? Sex life is not denied, but not outside the marriage. That is denied. A little vairagya. But we have made such a civilization that no responsibility for marriage. Let the girls become prostitutes and enjoy and go away. Horrible civilization. They are going towards hell, punap punachar vitachar, but they do not know. Neither do they care. It is very serious situation of the present civilization. If we think one who does not know, he is in darkness, that is a different thing. But especially in the Western countries, I see that poor girls are being advertised for prostitution. What is that? Topless? Topless, bottomless, and so many things. Purposefully, poor girls are being utilized for sense gratification. So horrible condition. And when there is pregnancy, then abortion, then further entanglement, further abstinence. So this is the way to go to the darkest region of hellish condition of life, sense gratification. So one has to avoid this. Mahaseva dharmahu vimukte and tamad dharam jositam sangisanga. Not only you directly make all these things, then you are condemned to go to the hellish country. If you associate with such person, then also you'll be liable. If you associate, that's like some rascals, they say, yes, we are eating meat, but we are not directly killing. We purchase. They think that let me enjoy meat eating. Those who are killing in the slaughterhouse, they will be responsible. I am free. No. Because you are associating with such person. According to Manu Sanghita, when an animal is killed, 8 persons become condemned with murdering charges. 8 persons. One who kills, one who orders, one who purchases, one who cooks, one who eats, so many. That is the law. Just like one man is murdered, that murdering is committed by one man, but he has got many associates who has induced him, who has supplied him the weapon or giving so many assistance, all of them are arrested. This is law, as we have got law here. Here we can escape man-made laws, but you cannot escape God-made laws. That is not possible. Man-made laws, sometimes we escape because everything made by man that is insufficient, imperfect, so you can escape sometimes. That is not escaping, but you cannot escape God's law. Ishvara sarvabhutanam riddhesi arjuna tasti. God is situated within your heart. He is seeing everything and recording. Anumantya upadrashtya. You cannot escape. So these things are very important thing. If we actually serious about becoming disentangled with this material world and go back to home, back to then, this instruction on Rishabhdev is very important. We shall discuss again. Thank you very much.